It's 2:46 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we continue our series of occasional interviews with people who are making a difference, leading us to better lives in stronger communities. This afternoon, my guest is Lily Pearl. She is the founder of Be Present Incorporated, an organization based in Georgia devoted to training people to be sustainable leaders for social justice. By the way, Lily Pearl will be in Chicago this Sunday for a free one-day workshop open to the public at the Chicago Freedom School from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow is the deadline for registering, so I'll have contact information for you at the end of the interview in case you're interested in this program. That's Sunday, April 6th, by the way. And let's say hello now to Lily Pearl. Hi, Lily.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It's
I'm
good
great.
To talk with you.
Yes, I'm glad to be able to be here.
Yeah, well, this is a wonderful series we've been doing, occasional interviews with people who are really making a difference. What inspired you to found Be Present?
Well, it has a lot to do with my early life. I'm the youngest of 10 children with a migratory family, the first one to finish college, our graduate school, and it was through those experiences that really just brought forth an incredible insight that in order for me to really be okay and to be able to live in a world that is just, not only for myself, for all people, I really needed to find a truth that really does speak to the core and the spirit of my soul. So Be Present was built off of that commitment to really be able to look at people across all race, class, gender, and try to really see whether we all share that same base of interest. And Be Present is the proof of that.
Yeah. Now, to you, what do those two words mean, be present?
To really in that there is everything is in this moment, that no past history of any negativity comes into the present moment in interaction to anyone.
Hmm.
And it's just this moment. In other words, I have nothing stimulates this moment but the person that's in the moment.
Hmm. That's a tall order.
That is the order. It is the one that the world, as we stand right now, is saying that we're about. When you look at the presidential election and you hear everyone talking about change, in order for us to really be in that, we really need to be of that change that we are talking about, living in a world where each and every one of us, no matter what color of our skin, no matter where we come from, our socioeconomic background, no matter what our gender, no matter what other things that have had an impact on us, that if we actually are going to be in a world that is for all, we do have to have a different history.
Mm.
And I'm just excited that Be Present has been able to sit in that different history for over 25 years.
Wow. One of your objectives is sustainable leadership for social justice. Would you talk about the importance of sustainability in leadership?
Yes, I think that part of what happens because so when we're talking about being creating a just system in a culture that has struggled for years of how to make that real for everybody from the diversity of people here, and when those of us who have moved in the front line to honor that justice, we really do have to have within our own spirit our sense of self that speaks of that justice that we are about. And the sustainability of that is that when you're operating from that and not from a constant reaction and response to a real situations that happen in our lives, but that doesn't become your leader, that piece offer you a way to build basis with other people who are of differences, who are willing to be of that same movement, so that the work that you do is not in reaction or response, but it's in the continuation of moving that vision.
Yeah. Now, if we're being present and we're looking a little bit toward the future, toward change, toward making things better, what do we do with history?
Well, you don't forget history, but history becomes just that. It's something that's in the past, and it's informed us in what can be possible for the future. So for me, as an African-American woman, I still live in a culture where those two factors still have a great negativity for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that negativity. So I get a chance to live differently for that. Yet I do understand that that is something that does exist in the history, and I'm also bringing forth another possibility of something different that can be also part of a new beginning. Mm. And I think that's so we don't forget the history.
Yeah, yeah. Well, talk with us about the Be Present Empowerment Model. How does it work?
Well, the first part of it, which is what I talked a little bit, is by starting with yourself. A lot of people want to be in things and they want to work with help other people. I think that's a wonderful gift. But in order for you to know how to be with other people, you have to really know what that work is of yourself. So if I'm going to talk about trying to change something, I really do need to be able to go into that process to change. So the first step is knowing who you are outside of the distress of oppression. And we're talking about people of all ages that's participated in that. The next part of that is if I'm not based in the negativity of some real things that's happened to me, I'm not saying that they don't happen, but if that's not my base, when I'm listening to someone who's different from me, I get a chance to hear them differently. And as a result of that, I can have a different way to be with them. And it's, we believe that it's through those two places that helps us build those sustainable relationships that we're talking about and those partnerships. Because we all are at the table with the reality that we bring some incredible gifts and that even though we are of a history, that we created something together. So those three steps are important, knowing who you are outside of the distress of oppression, listening to people in a very conscious and present state, and then that will help us build a sustainable partnership.
Okay, so Lily Allen, when you begin a workshop like the one you're going to facilitate in Chicago coming up, where do you begin the day, and what's the feeling in the room at the end of the day?
Well, the room pretty much is always a very diverse group of people. That itself is very exciting to a lot of folks, and diverse in a lot of ways, not just in reference to race, but we're talking about in gender, and we're also talking about in age, in all the places that we don't quite make that so obvious. So that room itself sits that way. Music is always an incredible first step to open that space up, which gives some kind of commonality for people to start to relate. We also have a way that as the leaders of those workshops, we start with our own self in that room first because we become part of that group because it's important that people see that as you are moving into leadership that you are not leading without people being in that same, because we talk about each person being in leadership, which means that we work side by side, not in front and in back. Mm. So we create that avenue of safety for that to happen. And then we also have every single person in that room, no matter how long it takes us, get an opportunity to put their voice in that room, even if they just said, I don't want to talk. And we are as excited with that as we are with those who are able to be more expressive in how they see things. So I think it's the creation of that safety of that place that opens up another opportunity for people to really step in with where they are, which is what creates the collectiveness and also and which also help move people to take other actions outside of the space.
Yeah, it seems to me it's a different way of thinking about leadership, isn't it?
It is, yes. It is what I found in my life is that in order for us to get out of this, all of us have to be in it, and all of us must see ourselves as critical people to that movement,
yeah,
as leaders.
Yeah. It's almost fellowship.
Yes. I think that part of one of the things that is so incredible about the work of Be Present is, especially during the time right now, what we're in, is to be in a place where there are people who actually have made that change across issues of race, class, gender, power, because I think that it's important for the world to see the change has happened, and I do believe that there are more people in this world that are already in that change. But I think what we as Be Present is so excited about, which is why we're putting our first convening on in Atlanta during the week of June 24th to 29th, which is 25 years of this development is for people to come and actually be engaged with folks around really who's doing that from all walks of life, from people who are from the fields such as education, politics, community organizing, performing art, youth leadership, philanthropy, environmental justice, that we act in medicine, peace building. We actually have been able to walk 25 years to build that level of partnership, and in June is going to be our first opportunity to really come forth and be more available for people to really be able to see. It has happened.
Mm.
That the world that the presidents are talking about, mm-hmm. it is already here.
Mm. Well, Lily Allen, I want to thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to have this short little interlude with you.
Thank you so much, and I know you're in Chicago. You should come.
Okay.
All right.
Lily Pearl Allen will be in Chicago this Sunday for a free one-day workshop open to the public at the Chicago Freedom School, which is at 719 South State Street, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow is the deadline for registering for the workshop, so let me give you the contact information in case you're interested. RSVP by tomorrow, April 3rd. Rebecca Parrish is the contact, and the number is 630-450-0227. And for more information about Be Present Incorporated, founded by my guest Lily Pearl Allen, visit the website www.bepresent.org.